fun. Okay, it's Sunday night or Yud Dalet Teves. We're learning a Chaschinuch here. We're at the tail end of the Minchas Chinuch mit Yud Zayin, which is not too an aro can't from a carbon. And we saw that other forms of connections to our reilus also stops one from eating. And we're at the end of the Minchas Chinuch of a discussion of what about matzah morah? So you say, what's the problem with matzah morah? Which is exactly what the Minchas Chinuch talks about. He brings out from the Rambam that matzah morah he does. You do eat if you're an oro, and the tummy and there are chokol also. And there's different psukim in the Gemara that teach us that. But the question is, pashtus, it's not teaching you that you're allowed to, as it says, otu morah matzah. Why would you think an oro can't eat it? So the implication in the Rambam and in the Gemara is that it's teaching you mechuyev to eat it. So that's wonderful, except that it says moror also. And we know that b'zman hazeh moros midrabbanon. So if you look at that kesher with the Korban Pesach, that it's just one of the dinei Pesach. Like you have to eat the Pesach tzli, and you have to eat it, you can't eat it, no, mevushol, and you have to eat it with a side dish of moror. So if you're not eating the Korban Pesach, there's no moror, and indeed moror b'zman hazeh is drabonon. So then chaschinuch one not render moror drabonon, or not certainly not mediraisa, even for an oral, and for a tomei, and for derech chokah, he's not eating the Korban Pesach. And the moror is one of the, if you learn the pshat b'zman hazeh, that it's one of the, it's just one of the dinei Pesach, so then it wouldn't make sense l'chora to be mechayiv in moror, the orel, to say it's coming to say he's allowed to eat it is weird. Moror has no kedusha. To say he's mechayiv to eat it is weird because at the same time, we say Moreh b'zman hazeh is drabbanon when there's no Korban Pesach. And if the beer in that is that it's one of the dinim of the Korban Pesach, so l'chora, those two dinim wouldn't fit. So the Minchas Chinuch says, and he brings a raya from the sugya, from the Mandi Yomer, that matzah also b'zman hazeh is drabbanon.
Oh, that's not how we all go, right?
Correct. But he extrapolates because that's not what the machlokes is about. Now today he'll be saying that maybe it's totally in what you hold, and that's why it gets very complicated with the psukim. And I don't think we're going to go through them to the extent that everybody's going to get exactly why it's the kesher. But it's but Gadol, his teretz then was, and we pick it up from there now, is that there's taka chilik based on the psukim that when there's no Korban Pesach, no Chiyuv Korban Pesach, and really that has to do with, is there a Chiyuv Korban Pesach when there's no Beis HaMikdash? And the implication of the Minchas Chinuch is that there's not. Now the question is, maybe there's a Chiyuv, or an Oynes, or we really could, because the Kedushas HaMakom is there, according to the Rambam and many others. So if we knew where the Mokom HaMizbeach were, and if we could build a Mizbeach, I mean, there's a lot of ifs, there's a lot of things you have to do. And, right? Baruch Marzel apparently knows how to do all of them, because he goes up on that Harabayas every, they check the cars, like it's a riot that the police are so terrified. And they check the cars coming into Yerushalayim, into the old city on Erev Pesach, and they're looking for anybody with a lamb or a sheep in the car. You go there, like they check the car out. And don't be a wise guy and go, they'll arrest you. They'll put you in jail for a week. Don't be a wise guy. But the Minchas Chinuch implies you're not mechuyev in Korban Pesach at all. So that's when there's no moror. So it's not as simple as to say it's one of the dinei Korban Pesach. It's kashur with the chiyuv of the Korban Pesach. So when you're tomei and mederech rechoka, or you're an orel, where you have a chiyuv Pesach be'etzem, just you have a layer of ptur, So then you would taka have to eat maror. But when the Zman Hazeh, and then we saw Lashon HaRambam, which I have to admit was a chiddush to me too, that when there's no bias, it would never bring a, there would never be, if there's no base hamikdash. If there's no base hamikdash, I just realized that when, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, we learned in Shabbos morning, we learned Nach, we learned Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, there was a longish tekufa that there was only a Mizbeach, there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no Bayis. They built a Mizbeach, they brought Karbonos. But Mechaskinuch says, the guy in the bottom says, and the implication in the Rambam is that without a bias, there's no chiyuv to bring the carbon. Oh, chiyuv. Maybe they take a worm, but chiyuv. They brought it anyway. No chiyuv without a bias. That's what's much from the Rambam. Okay, anyway, Akoponim. So that's how the Mechaskinuch resolves the stira. That it's. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's no Chi of Korban Pesach at all. Right wing is to the contrary. So then there's no Chi of Moror at all. But when there is a Chi of, you are part of the Chi, you have a personal tour, Oro, Tomei, Derech, Rechoka, then you talk after the Moror Medir Raisa. And his Raya is because that's how the Gemara works out. That Chilik works out in the Mandiyomar that matzos the Rabbanon. And in the Sugyas HaGemara, it turns out that the Gemara basically says that chilik in matzah. So he says, we, matzah, we pass as Mandiyaraisa, but we can certainly take that chilik and run with it and use it for Moro. So that would explain why the Rambam paskins that an Orel, the implication could be true that he's mechuyev to eat Moror. Even though Moram is Manhazeh, is the Rabbanah. So now we're at the end of the Minchas Chinuch, towards the end, very much. And we're up to the words, Mikomakom Tzorechiyun. If you have it, Mikomakom Tzorechiyun. Probably starts a paragraph in the newer Minchas Chinuch. Mikomakom Tzorechiyun. I'm not so happy with this. The Miloshin Aramba Mashma, the Moror, and the Moror, it really sounds like the Moror who Ragdin Medina Mitzvah. Mamish, like you have to eat it sleep. You have to eat it, and you go into a restaurant, you say, I'll take a piece of paschal lamb with a side dish of moror. It's the side dish of moror. As you tell me, you want me to.
Matzah's not.
Matzah you have to eat. So that's what he's asking. So, no, if you're magdir it that way, then you obviously can't make his chilek. If the moror is only a side dish, it's a pella. I worked on this a lot, and I still am not satisfied after many years of drushes, and Shabbos HaGadol drushes. When you think about what Moror Zushonu Ochlam Al Shum Ma, okay, why in the world should it be kosher to the Korban Pesach? It's like. More is remind us of the Koshi Hashibud. If you would be totally, but what do you think? If you say to a kid, well, I don't know, say to anybody, what do you think is the what represents the Yetzias Mitzrayim? So say the matzah, because matzah zushan olechem al shum ma. Pesach Zushan Olechem Al Shum Ma, the salvation from Makos B'chayrus. Pesach doesn't seem at first glance to be that kosher to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The matzah seems more to be more kosher to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you want to talk about the Shibud and the Chayrus, you want to talk about matzah more. You want to talk about matzah and Pesach. It's funny. On the other hand,
we never eat the Pesach, so how would you know?
Yeah,
maybe we would feel more.
It's not a question of feeling. We say, Pesach, Zushan, Oichem, Al-Shum, Ma. We say, Al-Shum, Sheh.
Yeah, but then we learn all the things about the eating the Pesach.
Right, I was about to say. And but on the other hand, we just went through a whole slew of mitzvahs of Chinuch. And he certainly puts the focus of our Emunah and our whole relationship with Hashem based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the focal point is the Pesach. It's the Pesach that has around 15, 16 mitzvahs associated with it. Mm-hmm. It's not the matzah. So what you have to say, l'chora, I mean just l'chora, is that Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's not a question of being saved from Makas Bechairis. It's not the same as being saved from Dam, or saved from Tzvardeya, saved from Kineh, Moro, Bevish, Shin, Boro. It's not the same thing. It's like on a whole different level. Being saved from the Makas Bechairis and their not suffering Makas Bechairis was what precipitated, what directly was the Makas Bepatish that got them out of Mitzrayim. Well, they went out of Mitzrayim. Like Malkelchem b'yadchem, b'chalten also b'chipozon. Pesach hu Hashem. So Pesach, it's not the Hatzolah from Makas Bechairis in the sense like there was a Hatzolah from the other Makas. This Hatzolah was the Etzem Tziyat Mitzrayim. Matzah is just the chipozon. Just the chipazon.
But wait, when we saw, I remember in the chinuch, we saw in the tameh mitzvah, shorshim mitzvah, he said the chipazon dafted by the korma, which was a pellet, right?
Well, it says there the chipazon, but I'm saying when you say matzah shushan oichel mashumma, when you say pesach shushan oichel mashumma, you talk about even the Baal Haggadah talks about that they went out of Mitzrayim as a result of Makas Bechairis.
Well, that they jumped up, they didn't kill us. It's hard to understand.
I know, but I'm explaining.
Okay, yeah.
It's not that we were saved from Makas Bechairis like we were saved from Dom Tzvardei Akina. Then, logically, Korban Pesach wouldn't have that gravitas. If it was just the Hatzolah from that Makas, it was Hatzolah from every Makas. So you see in the Haggadah, it says, Pesach al shum shepasach. What does it say? Anyway, you see again. You see, Pesach is the focal point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Matzah is the chipazon. If you want to have an example of chipazon, you have Rabashka now. He went out the chipazon. He didn't want to go back to his cell and get his clothing and get anything. He just wanted to get out of there. Everyone of you had his towels and tefillin, his chitas, and his chavis olav v'shar habitachon. So then he said, yeah. So he went out, but he paused and he didn't have time for anything. And his wife didn't have time. She didn't have time to charge her phone. He just ran, and she picked him up. That was b'chi pozon. So you say, how did you not have time to bake matzahs? Yeah, when it happened, b'chi pozon, you're not expecting it. There's a knock on the door. Yosef stopped to shave. Apparently, because of covered malchus, the Gemara says. So it wasn't a question of chipazon of time. He felt he can't appear before the king disheveled. So he took the time to change his clothing and to shave. Rabashkin didn't do that. He just out. He walked out.
He came out of the boy? Is that what
it was? Yeah. Actually, he apparently had time to do that. The Gemara says he did it because of covered malchus. I mean, it was Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if you had a shave Rosh Hashanah, but apparently either Torah wasn't given yet or he felt it's kind of suspicious if he appears disheveled before the king. Maybe they forced him to shave, I don't know. But you see, Rabashkin went to Chipazon. And it's like he didn't have time for anything. They didn't let him go back and bench. It was in the middle of a meal. It was in the middle of Suda Zos Chanukah. He was eating matzah. Yeshomim tuna fish. Yeshomim sardines. I saw tuna skulls. But I heard him say tuna fish. So it was probably tuna fish because I heard him talk about it. And the sardines, someone else said. So anyway, he wanted to go back and bench. And so he didn't want to let him. But they asked him if he wants to go back for
get his stuff.
So why didn't he go back and bench? I don't know. So there's a lot of stories floating around. You don't know.
Couldn't he bench with the Evid anyway?
He did.
No, yeah. No.
He did. With the Evid. so they didn't want to let him go back because they said he should go back and get his stuff. So I don't know. Anyway, you can learn from the story. So sometimes, I'm sure, at some point in everyone's life, I hope, everyone wondered, well, they didn't have time to bake matzahs. I mean, 18 minutes, what's the big deal? But no, you go, you rush, you don't wait a minute, you know, you get out of there. You don't want to go back for his stuff. You don't get out of there, you know. You don't want to be there 1 second extra. You can't, you're like, I'm out. I'm not waiting an extra second. So Taka, it was a good hamchasha of the chipazon.
I got out of the American Army, at least in four kids. And of the whole room, maybe 1,000 people, I was like one of the, me and the other person, the ones who got totally released. Because of my age, I didn't have any connections anymore. I went straight to the bathroom, took off my boots, put on my regular shoes, and put my regular clothes on, and left everything in the bathroom.
Right. And if they would have said, you want to bake bread for 18 minutes, you would have said, no, I don't. I want to walk out of here. I don't want to stay here an extra minute. It's like, what?
You said the ignorance is a Pesach. We don't say it's not the philosophy of the right hand. There's a blessing. It's called a Pesach. What is it? It's a false point. Because it was a mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah, only one or two mitzvahs that have a positive mitzvah.
Right. It's another raya. So you see that, you see from all the mitzvahs we're learning about in the chinuch, 15 maybe if you want to sit and count them, and the minchas and the chinuch explains the centrality of the Korban Pesach. So you see the Korban Pesach is much more than the hatzolah from Matzah Pesach. That was like the pe'ulas hotzo'ah, because that's what kicked in that Paro said, get out. So that was the... And the matzah is almost a side point of Kipozon. Layuchlu l'smameya. This is really what we say. Ashum shalihizmik v'tzeikum l'hachmitz asherichem aleim. So it's like to bring out the nekuda of Kipozon. Like the diminished. The time comes, you're out. Like not an extra second, you're out. Okay, so now... He doesn't like the chiluk, he says. The Miloshin Aramba Mashma, the more who ragged in Medina Yamitzvah, meaning it's mamash a chetz of a side dish to the Korban Pesach. Like tzli and like the other dinim of the Korban Pesach, so there's also a din of the Korban Pesach. Like you have to have a side, like in a fast food place, you know, they say. One brisket with a side of fries. Right? It's a side dish. And can't call echad in a chayav of Pesach, even if he just tome in Beretz Recholka or Bederech Recholka, not that there's no Beis HaMikdash at all, ain't a chayav of Mor. Ach, that's from the Lashon HaRambam. Ach, I just got through showing, B'Gemara Mashma, the Imatzo Gamkein D'Rabbanon, and can Gamkein have a Midinei HaMitzvah, but clearly, mikomukom chayev this man habayis or over tome. Those matzah would be like moror according to that man diomar, and that's what I proved. So I'm stuck now between a rock and a hard place, as the minchas chinuch. The Rambam it's mashma that it's only a din midine korban, and therefore even oral would not have to eat matzah. On the other hand, the Gemara. So he's machalik, and that a chilek has to do with the flow of the psukim. So you have to. I'll read the words. I don't think we're going to chop exactly because I would have to make a chart for the blackboard. Rav Shalomar, the Me'emes, the Rav Achabar Yaakov, he's the one that holds matzos the Rabbon. He's going to say that his chilek is possible to make according in matzah, but not in moror. It's not as simple as we said. It will just extrapolate matzah tomorrow. But in the mandioma that matzah is the rabbonon, you can make this chilek between no beis hamikdash and between oral. But in moror, you don't make that chilek. And he shows why based on the psukim involved.
Rav Shalom with the Bamas were Vacher by Yaakov the Solver, the Pasuk says Istrich the Tomei, that the Tomei has to eat matzah. Im Kain al Kachach, Shach Loim with the Gzeres HaKosov Kachu, the Duzman HaBayis Chayim Oral the Tomei, the Pasuk the Bow, Bow in Ochel, Avel Ochel, the Matzah Umaror, Ubo Erev, you have another Pasuk, Beresochel Matzah, so you have two Sukkim, saying that Duzman HaBayis, you have to eat it. So he would hold. It's true. And Racha B'Yakov would hold. The Mora Gam can chayim the pasuk the bow. The Mehechin Tezu L'chalik being matzul the Mora. Avol Rava the Solver that the Erev Tochel Matzus is a hadrei l'kro b'zmatim b'manazeh. That matzul b'manazeh is fully the Oraisa. Hadrei Krumbi, the Torah brought it back to its primary chi of the Oraisa. The Chol Elu Nilmodim Mibo. And that's learned out also from Bo, but that's only by Maso, you see, not by Moror. Im Ken Kivin the Chazin of the Torah, Chiva the Maso, the Cholin, and the Loi the Moror. Im Ken Gamli Posig Bo, Amrin and Bo, Abu the Maso Ochel, the Maso in a Tluya the Pesach, the Chazin of the Gamkin is Manazer Chayov, Im Ken Alfina mi Bo, Gamkin Rak Maso the Chud. Umor Shom Ashigos Loshenhu. So even by Tommy Baderek Lechoka, it's all just like it's only matzah that Bismana says chayav d'oraisa, so it's only matzah that's chayav in oral and tumah. That's all. Now, according to Rava, that the Torah chose to make only matzah d'oraisa Bismana says, so we could say that the Torah chose to make only matzah d'oraisa for the oral and the tumah. But Takara Moros the Rabbanon, even for Oral and Tomei, according to Rava. But according to Vacha by Yaakov, that even Matzah is the Rabbanon when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So then when you say, oh, but an Oral and Tomei is Mechuyev and Matzah, so then you would say Moror also. Now, the chilek between Matzah and Moror is like Muchroch in Rava, because only Matzah is Manasseh is the Araisa, and Moror is the Rabbanon. So we'll leave it at that, even to an oral Tomei and Derech Rechoka. But according to Vacha B'Yakov, everything's the Rabbanon when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And when there is a Beis HaMikdash, but you're Tomei and oral and Derech Rechoka, so you have to eat the matzah. So you have to eat the morah too. Why should we even chalik the matzah and morah?
And Shigus Lashon just means like
Shigus Lashon means, you know, you threw in a matzah and morah, yeah. Shigus Lashon. Elavai Krola Rovlam came Bemis Habi Marbina Mibo Matsu Mor, then Chilik Abel Hashta Marbina Rak Matsu. The Lomale Erev, typically Mibo, that's what you need to took him for. Elavai Krola Mikmina Dafka Bismana Mikdash, Lavamina Dixeris Akosavi, Abel Hashta Hu Rak Matsu, Ayan Shom Besugyu. Okay. So that's the Maskona of the Menchaschina, according to Rovlam, which is how we pass him. So a Tomei and Oral and Derech Rechoka Taka are not Mechuyiv and Moror either. Just like Bizman Hazeh, there's no Chiyuv Moror, so then also there's no Chiyuv Moror. Gam Tzarechion, the following. The Kan Mavur, the Kibbutz of Al Matzahum Rorim, him came Bizman She'ein Pesach, Ein Matzahum Moror, Bizman Hazeh. Achrovus really, the Matzah Hadre Kro. Right, the Torah brought it back to its primary chiyuv. Avu Moro Durabonon, the lower Hazrei Kro, is taken out the Eraisa. Vayim Psochem that Tzadik Aleph on the Beis, the Pesach Matzah Umor Barishon Chova, Mikan Ve'elech Rishus. Reb Shimon Oimer Anoshim Chova.
What does it mean, Mikan Ve'elech? I'm sorry.
I think it means the Pesach Sheni. Look, I'm saying Tzadik Aleph on the Beis. Hold on. Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Let's talk about women's chiyuv. Okay, hold on. Pesach Umatzah. Makabelach means the rest of Pesach. Shemunoy Mer. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody that argues with that. Pesach Matzah Mor on the first night. Barisha means the first night.
Ah.
Rav Shimon Oimer, Ba'anoshim Chayvo, Ba'anoshim Rishus, even the first night. Uporach B'Gemora, what's Rav Shimon going on? He Rav Shimon Koi Amatzo, then he would be saying that women are not Mokoyim Amatzo the first night. Chilesa Yer Rav Shimon Hekeshet L'Koycha Chomets, Ba'anoshim the Yeshma V'Altoycha Chomets, Yeshma B'Kumecho Amatzo. Because of Rashi, the Lekalamim of the Rav Shimon Koi Amoror, the Noshim Rishus, the first night, Zaino, the Chibin of Fidel Matzum Roram, Badi Adodim, Chayavus Mamazo, Chayavus Mamoror. That's what Rashi said. That's what Rashi learned from the Gemara. That's what the Gemara doesn't suggest Moro. Ubemis Mazaraya, Chazin and Kandak Fidel Matzum Roram, Vahadre Kola Matzo, by Berev Tokum Matzu, Zamina Rak Matzo, Lamoro Lo. To women. Even the side of the Pesach Benoshim Rishus, and Kain Hamor Gamkain Rishus. That's the Maskana. The main roads is like Pesach, Gambamor and Chayavos. They're only, if they choose to eat Pesach, then Mukhuyim to eat Moror. But if they don't choose to eat the Pesach, then Mukhuyim to eat Moror. Kimora told him a Pesach, Kimora should be Arnu. In the Ef Shaloimah, the Matakos of a Rambam, the Benechor, the Oro, Oichlam, the Matzo, Umoror, and the Rasho, and Lecho. Meloi Kasha, like Kushas, had toys of the Chimatsu Kedusha Izbe. No, he speaks it out. They can eat it. Abu Bemis, or Idna, Kimon, the Torah, Itira, Avalei Chiyuv, Achtafka Matzo, the Umoror, even though in Oichlin HaPesach, this is not, it's not talking about women. So they have to eat matzah because they are allowed to, but they more or no, because more is Keshura with Pesach.
If they're allowed to, do they have to?
By matzah.
If they're allowed to, they have to.
Yeah, because of the Erev Tochu matzahs. The other pasuk kicks in. Once they're allowed to, then the Be'erev Tochu Matzos kicks in and says they have to. But by Moror, there's no link. Or there is a link to the carbon. B'prat kibin d'chsiv gam tosh v'sochir v'sham v'vadei rak v'ashoyim. D'ena mochiyov d'en goyim gemurim v'ayin shom b'toysos. B'chol mitz, okay. B'chol mitz v'zul v'vash v'chol 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 v'chol. But I don't think he ever did. Maybe he did. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Yud Ches tomorrow.
Chai.
So you better study. You're going to be asked to know 17 mitzvahs tomorrow.